the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, David's Tire and Auto, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Jason Bishop.
Welcome to the McIntosh Academy Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by David's Tire and Auto. And now, joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Coach Tony Glazer.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Sure, Coach. Well, we're getting used to these bye weeks, aren't we?
Yeah, well, that we definitely are.
So you got your second bye week in 3 weeks. So just to recap, bring everybody up to speed. Last game, Brunswick High, bye week. Now going into Jenkins County. I told you I would botch it. Jenkins County. So let's back things up before we get to Jenkins County. Let's talk a little bit about where your team is from the Brunswick game.
We're kind of just, you know, picking up where we left off. I mean, we had some good things that we did last game that we went back and we're trying to build on. And we also went back and took some things out that we did that weren't quite as successful. And we just, you know, trying to get better at what we were doing. And I think we're also, you know, having an extra week off, we, you know, put a few more things in too than we had been doing. You know, different teams you can run different things against. You know, some stuff we think we make and run in region we didn't think we could run against Brunswick High. So there was no point of working on them or trying them, but now we're, you know, different team, different game plan.
I felt like in the Brunswick game that, especially as the game got moving along, you guys really asserted yourself in the running game. Is that something that you have tried to build upon in the off week and now heading into your next game?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been working since we got there in May on trying to be more physical. And, you know, because at the end of the day, we want to run the football and play defense. And we haven't been quite up to par what we want to do, but that's, you know, that's the end goal. That's what we're trying to do. And at times we had momentum. We were able to, you know, punch in there, get 3-4 at a time. We busted a 30-yard touchdown run against them. But, you know, just the penalties, you know, cost us. And, you know, you play a team that big, you can't make mistakes, you know. When we're going, you know, getting 2nd-7, 2nd-6, we had success, but we get a penalty and we're 2nd-12, then we were just in trouble.
You've had a few injuries that have come up and bite you early on in the season. I know that you've gotten a couple of kids back. Talk about the kids that you've gotten back and the ones that you're hoping to get back soon.
Yeah, we'll get two defense linemen back this week, and one of them will flip over and play offense, which will help because that's been the biggest area we've been hurting is up front because we just haven't had extra bodies. A lot of guys have been having to flip over and play defense who play offense. And last game, we had receivers playing defensive end, just, you know, going against a kid committed to Georgia because we had nobody else to put there. Cause, you know, guys were falling out left and right, you know, injuries and tired. And then, of course, we didn't want to kill all of our offensive linemen by having them play both ways the whole game too. So hopefully, you know, getting back those two defensive linemen will give us some more depth. And also, you know, both of them will go back to the starting lineup too because they're both initially in the starting lineup.
Obviously, it's not really a game that you feel like that's across the board a fair game when you've got a 6A school playing a single-A school. So with that in mind, talk a little bit about, other than that running game we addressed earlier, things that you took away from the Brunswick High game, looking at your team and saying, okay, you know what, 6A, single A, but we're doing this really well, so I like what I'm seeing. This is a positive step.
I think the toughness. I mean, anybody who was at that game can tell you it was a very hard-hitting game on both sides of the ball. I mean, they hit us, but also, you know, at the same time, we didn't back down. Our guys were putting some hits on there, and like I said, their first drive was 15 plays. I mean, we made them earn it great. You know, as an offense perspective, they're probably thinking, okay, we just had a 15-play drive, but as a defense perspective, who's a little light up front, we're thinking we just made Brunswick go 15 plays because we're being physical, and our tackling's getting better. The little things are starting to add up. It's just, you know, when we played them, we could not get tight enough to successfully stop the run game because they're just so fast on the outside. And if we load the box, we knew they could have, you know, took the top off, which they did a couple times. But we were just trying to make them earn everything they got. And what we learned is our kids didn't quit. They weren't scared. And, you know, they want to get better. So, you know, you're never satisfied, but I was happy with the effort after that game.
Yeah, I want to touch on that in just a second. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Talk about your team didn't back down from Brunswick. I've got to imagine going into a game, playing a 6A school, and then being competitive snap to snap, and now getting back into single-A schools and now getting into region play, I can only imagine that Brunswick game can do nothing but help you for the remainder of the season just from a mental standpoint with your kids.
I'm hoping that's the case. You know, we went into the Brunswick game. We knew our kids were going to be excited and they're going to play hard because, you know, a lot of those kids they grew up with. You know, mm-hmm. some of them played middle school together. Some of them played rec together. They know each other. So that kind of little brought an extra motivation for our kids. And I'm hoping, you know, if we can, like I told our kids, if we can keep that same intensity and play the same way we did Friday and, you know, fix the mistakes that we made because we made plenty of mistakes, then I think we're going to be just fine going into, you know, teams our size where, you know, they're not running new 11 on offense, defense, and special teams where our kids are playing five or playing both ways and they're on every special teams. So it's going to be, you know, I think it's going to help us a little bit the fact that the other teams are doing the same thing we're doing. They're going to be running bodies out there and keeping them out there just like our kids.
Well, you had the week off, and so with the week off, you get the opportunity to get that extra week of practice. Talk a little bit about how your practice went with the week off.
I thought last week was probably the best week of practice we had. I thought, you know, emotions were high after that Brunswick game. I think the kids, you know, obviously they weren't content with getting beat like we did, but they were, you know, I think they're kind of starting to believe a little bit more. That, you know, that what we've been saying along is we can be so much more than what people are thinking. I mean, as you know, not many people picked us to do much this year.
Sure.
And, you know, we're just all along, we're just trying to, you know, get better. Let's just, you know, get out there and do our job and, you know, prove people wrong and play hard. At the end of the day, what we control is playing hard and playing with each other, and that's what we're trying to do.
Coach, you have a defensive reputation. Of course, it's no secret. You've got a couple of kids that have gone on, more than a couple of kids have gone on and done things beyond the high school level defensively. Against Brunswick High, you look at the score and you say, okay, well, you know, that's a lot of points. But really, defensively, you guys didn't play all that badly.
No, we just made some big mistakes.
I mean,
we had them third and plus 15 twice and let a guy get wide open. Just, you know, little stuff, you know, stuff that we've been trying to rep, you know, but, you know, we haven't been there that long. And anytime you're in practice and we have to spend half the practice on offense and half on defense, so it's not like we can just fully practice on defense for the whole practice period and offense. So it's just the minor mistakes and, you know, not having the experience. But I thought, for the most part, we fit it up pretty good. Now, sometimes we just got outmanned at the point of contact and at terms of tackling their backs. But we were in position. We were in position all night, and our kids did a good job recognizing the formation and trying to get the ball. Just sometimes, I mean, you just got in that point in time in an individual play, you got to win the individual matchups. And we didn't win enough individual matchups. But we were getting there. But, you know, sometimes you just get outmanned.
Sure. And playing a single-A team, you know, sometimes you're right. That's going to happen. So I would think that that's a nice confidence builder for your coaching staff to relay to your kids. Now you're no longer playing tough out of region. You've played a 6A school. Now you're coming back, getting into your region schedule, playing other single-A teams, and where you were talking about you were getting outmanned at the point of contact. That's probably not going to happen too often now that you're playing within your region and single-A schools and teams that don't have 80, 90 guys on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, you know, going into it, we're looking at more like, you know, there's no excuses. I mean, we're about to play games that we need to be competitive, and, you know, we go into the game with a great opportunity to win. We just got to perform. You know, as a coaching staff, we've got to get our kids right throughout the week, and then on Friday we got to call a good game, and our kids just got to play. And I think if we can play, limit the mistakes, and, you know, it's like I told my kids today when we broke off today, guys, who wants it more Friday? And the more physical football team will more than likely walk out of here Friday, and I hope it's us.
More to come on the Buccaneers Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Ready.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Don't miss Southern Hardware's one-day sale on September the 15th. All Echo equipment will be 20% off. That's right, all Echo equipment, 20% off. Come on in and check out the Husqvarna line of chainsaws as well. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
In South Georgia, it's hot, and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit. That doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, servicing McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, Action Heating and Air can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available. Action Heating and Air, 265-3008. Online at actionac.com. And let's go Bucks!
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Action Heating and Air. Head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Tony Glazer. Okay, so this week, Brunswick behind us. Off week behind us. This week, Jenkins County. That's who we're focusing on. That's the team that's in front of you. And that's a pretty big game because, not granted, you had mentioned to me earlier that it's a crossover game, but at the end of the day, still a region game.
Exactly. It's getting to the plate where everybody in our region is playing a crossover type game this week, and we got to do our best on our side to hopefully go over there and show that we're the stronger side. Hopefully, we can do our part.
You have seen early on in your season, you've seen teams throw the ball all over the field. You might not see that on Friday night.
No, we're going to get a team that's going to line up and run some flex bone and some wing T and just come at us. I mean, they got a big 230-pound fullback, and they're going to try to get him in, A and B gap, and they got a quarterback who can run it pretty good, and he does a good job of reading the option well. And then they'll spread you out and do that, and then they'll get you tight and they'll toss at the corner. And they always say, they run a rocket toss. You don't run a rocket toss unless you have a rocket. And they got a kid who I would classify as a rocket who can move. So we're going to have to do a good job, make sure we maintain leverage defensively and have our keys, because it's a completely different offense than what we've seen so far this year.
Absolutely. And from what I've seen from them and what I've seen from you guys personally, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I think athletically you guys match up pretty well defensively with their offense.
Yeah, I think so, as long as we get out there and don't lose our mind. I mean, we going over all week who's got what on the option, on responsibilities, but all it takes is one guy to either get blocked or get messed up, and the next there's a guy run down the sideline. It's just important anytime you to play good team defense, especially against an option offense. You've got to fit accordingly, and that's what we've been stressing with our kids all week, and hopefully when we get out there Friday, we can get out there and establish the line of scrimmage, take the dive away initially, and make it where we can kind of force everything to the boundary.
Coming into this practice this week, has there been any special emphasis telling your kids, okay, look, those games that we played technically don't count? They do, but they don't. These games count because they're region games. Has that been a point of emphasis, or are we just still playing football?
Well, what we've been trying to do all year is basically, once we play on Friday, that game's over with. We'll look at it, we'll talk about it briefly on Monday, but then we just move on. We don't have enough time to look in the rearview mirror. We're looking right now at Jenkins County, knowing that we got a team that's coming in here that's, 1-2. They played two close games that they lost against two pretty good football teams they lost to. And we just know that we're going to have to be ready because, on film it definitely shows I wouldn't say they're overly big. We're similar size-wise, but they're a very physical and a very fast football team. I can tell you that from watching them on film.
Coach, we had one of your kids on the cover of the Georgia Sports Edition, the Amerson kid. How has he looked to this point so far in the season? From what I understand, he is a very gifted defensive player.
Yeah, he does a good job. He plays in the middle of the defense, at middle linebacker, and also from time to time he'll play some defensive end too. But, the biggest thing the most positive thing I can say a lot of things about him. The most positive thing I say is he's a great leader, and he controls the defense. He makes the calls on defense. He makes sure we get lined up. He's the voice you hear, during the game. He does a good job of that, and he knew coming the season that we were expecting him to step up and take that role, and he stepped up and took it.
And he's still a young kid.
He is. He's just a junior. I mean, we got a lot of younger kids. I think Friday night we'll start two seniors on defense and two on offense. So,
you're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Offensively against Liberty, I told you I would do it.
Yeah.
Offensively against Jenkins County, what do you need to do to win that football game on offense?
We're going to have to be physical because, what they like to do, they like to put four or five guys in the box and just blitz. You have Pierce and Brunswick who are more gap sound and reading. This team's going to line up and just come at you. I mean, they play a very aggressive style of defense. We're going to have to make sure that we know where they're coming from and then try to, anytime you blitz, you open up for something. We just got to pick up on what they're doing and, attack what's open offensively. And at the end of the day, we're going to line up and run the football right at them. and make them stop us. And hopefully they can't. And if that's the case, we're going to keep running football until they stop it.
I know a lot of teams give you different looks, but the base defense, what is their base defense
look
like?
Their base defense is like a 5-2. And anytime you get any type of motion, they're going to have the safeties come screaming up. You know, they're basically not going to let you get outside. And they're relying on the five-man front. They'll slant a little bit. They'll blitz. They're just, like I said, they just do a lot of what I call board drilling, coming off the ball and just trying to drive you backwards. And they do a lot of that defensively.
So I'm assuming with them coming straight at you still, like you said, what MCA wants to be is running the football and playing defense. So I would imagine that's still not going to alter the game plan. You still want to run the football at them.
No. And it's not going to alter what we're doing. We're going to come out and we're going to go man-on-man and take it to them. And, you know, we come out and, if you know, we're obviously going to throw the football too. But ideally, like what we would like to do is come out and establish the run early and kind of control the game a little bit and, you know, wear them down. You know, they're playing guys both ways just like we are. And, you know, and hopefully, you know, our hard work we put in the summer in the weight room and our condition will really show Friday night. Hopefully we can get out there and kind of wear them down a little bit.
We'll be right back to the Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. Darien Pharmacy accepts most insurances and offers competitive cash prices. Free delivery to McIntosh and Glynn counties. Look for them on Facebook and on their website, DarienRx.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784. And let's go Bucks!
Tires, David's Tire and Auto. Brakes, David's Tire and Auto. AC work, David's Tire and Auto. Alignment, David's Tire and Auto. You get the point, right? Any work your car needs, David's Tire and Auto is your one-stop shop. So whether it's a tune-up, diagnostics, or whatever, David's Tire and Auto has you covered. 32 years experience and ASE certified. 1220 Northway, Highway 17, 912-437-3650. And find David's Tire and Auto on Facebook. A proud supporter of MCA Athletics. Let's go! Bucks.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Davis Tire and Auto and by Darien Pharmacy. Coach, you were talking, I want to wrap Jenkins County up. And so you were talking, I almost said Liberty again. So you were talking about their win, which came over Portal, and then the two games they've lost, pretty good teams. As far as Windsor Forest and then at Metter. You mentioned to me, and of course I saw the score, Metter beat ECI.
Yeah, which is a huge rivalry game, you know, every year. You know, everybody knows how well ECI is.
Yeah. So coming into this game, how good do you think that Jenkins County team is, and how well do you think overall you guys match up? Because I don't think that they are better than MCA. I think it's going to be a really highly contested football game.
I think, you know, looking at their schedule, I think they have a good opportunity to be the two on that side. I know it doesn't cross over that way because it's by points, but I think they'll be the second best team on their side behind ECI just based on the film I've seen. And, I mean, I agree. I think Friday night should be a good, hard-hitting game. I know our kids are hungry. I mean, we play a game, sit a week, and we're just, you know, I hope, you know, we can bottle that excitement. I mean, like I said, I mentioned earlier, last week was probably the best week of practice we had, but the last 2 days of this week we've been the energy, you know, the guys flying around hitting people. It's been really good. I just think our kids are ready to get out there and they're ready to prove a few people wrong.
Sure.
And I'm hoping that, you know, we could get out there and compete with them early on and then, you know, kind of let us kind of take over as the game and go on. That would be the plan, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't always go that way. As long as we, you know, go out there, play hard and minimize mistakes, I think we'll be okay.
How good do you feel about that particular game being at home? You're at the Ship.
Yeah, I think that definitely helps. I mean, because, you know, the Brunswick game, the community came out, the people came out. I mean, even, you know, when the game got out of hand a little bit, I mean, you could still hear our side. And, you know, early on when we had a chance to, you know, tie the game with a wide open touchdown pass that we dropped, I mean, you couldn't hear anything. I mean, because he was wide open. Everybody seen it coming. You know, we had a few big hits. I mean, the crowd made a huge difference. And I hope that we can get the same crowd to come out this Friday and support our boys, and I think it will make a difference.
All right, Coach. So, you know, that's the one of the things about coming off of a bye week, heading into a week. Sometimes, you know, we don't have a ton of things to talk about. And so, you know, unfortunately for you, you're not going to have the luxury of a bye week for the remainder of the season. How much do you think about that?
I think about it just, you know, mainly thinking about how many guys we've had injured so far. And, you know, we've had a few weeks to heal weeks. You know, even guys who aren't officially injured, they're banged up pretty good. You know, I mean, they could have played the next week, but it was great that they could take a day or two off here or there. You know, we could rest up and recover a little bit in rehab. Just it makes your margin very, very slim because we're at the point now we can't afford to lose anybody. And, you know, if we lose somebody for a game with no bye, I mean, more than likely any type of serious injury, they'll be out a week or two.
Yeah.
And, you know, even if they're out a day, that's the practice time you're missing. You're missing the mental rep. So we really just hoping that we've got all the injuries out of the way and that we can, you know, run through this back to schedule, you know, injury free and, you know, just be ready to go. I'm excited about it. I'm tired of it. I do not like bye weeks. So I'm excited to start playing some football.
You're going to have many weeks in a row to be excited about it. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Okay, Coach, so high school football, let's segue over to college football. Your Ohio State Buckeyes, not too shabby.
No, they're
Rutgers did not prove to be a very tough test.
No, I mean, they're Ohio State's physical on defense and fast on offense. I mean, right now it's a good combination. You know, this week you'll be able to tell what they're made of having to go to Dallas and, you know, play TCU. You'll be able to see really what they're made of.
That's going to be a really interesting game for Ohio State, more so than TCU. Obviously, Ohio State will probably be favored in that game, even though they're going to be on the road. But TCU is a good football team as well. No Urban Meyer on the sideline. It's one of those hurdle games. Let's get by this game if we can. Get Urban Meyer back on the sideline and just kind of have things even out, get back into Big Ten play, and kind of go from there.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more hurdles involved than people think. I mean, if you think back a couple years ago when Ohio State beat Alabama and then beat Oregon in the national championship, TCU was sitting right there saying that we should have went over Ohio State.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm sure that's in the back of their mind, too, even though it doesn't make a difference. You know how athletes are, they probably have that mindset as well. I've seen a few things out there talking about, you know, trying to prove a point, basically, about, you know, the fact that they should have been in the game, even though it's many years ago. But there's all type of, you know, alternative motivation. I mean, you know.
What in the world? Is Jimbo Fisher that good of a coach?
I mean, I don't know. They had Clemson. They had Clemson on their hills. They had them on their hills, and, you know, Florida State struggling pretty good. I mean, you know. Struggled, obviously, the first game, Virginia Tech, and, you know, Samford gave them all they wanted. But Texas A&M looked really good. I mean, just if, you know, that fumble out of the end zone, they probably would have won the game. So, I mean, it's, you know, and of course, you know, Georgia looked good too. You know, my man out there, Richard, went out there and, you know, got rated, you know, top safety, you know, PPF of the week and was, you know, one of the defense players of the week, you know, 12 tackles. So they, that was impressive to go into South Carolina and win like that,
I thought. It's so, sure. It's so hard, though, to. Keep an even head with the Georgia fan. I mean, I'm a Georgia fan too, but I'm one of those Georgia fans. I stay on an even keel, right? And so you go to South Carolina, you do what you do in Columbia, which is very impressive. But then I get excited, and then I look at the schedule and I say, yeah, you know, LSU's still there. Auburn's still there. And if we get an SEC championship game, we're going to have to either beat Auburn again or Alabama. So, you know, to me, I'm kind of trying to temper my enthusiasm because that's a great win, but that's probably the easiest hurdle that Georgia has on their schedule as far as the tough games go. So, yeah, that's my opinion. I'm glad that, you know, yes, they looked great. Yeah. They did.
I mean, I personally didn't think South Carolina was going to have much of a shot anyway.
Yeah,
I know a lot
either.
Of people were saying it, but I just thought it was impressive, you know, because they went down there and dominated them and just I just thought they looked pretty good, you know, flying on all cylinders, you know, looked very fast offensively, defensively, very physical, you know, kind of taking over their MO from last year a little bit. So, you know.
National championship game, Ohio State and Georgia, who are you rooting for?
I love my boy Richard, but I'm going to go with the Buckeyes. You know that.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking the time and talking some MCA football. Good luck this week. Hopefully we'll talk again on Tuesday with a W under our belt.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Good Bucks.
Thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop signing off. And, yes, Coach, of course, go Bucks.